everyone. Welcome to a, well, we actually don't have a name yet. No. My name is Alex, and I am a Eurovision fanatic, and I'm here with Max. You want to introduce yourself?
I'm Max, and I'm also obsessed with Eurovision. This was my idea, so, you know.
Patriarchy.
And I am Bart. I do love Eurovision, but I'm mostly here because Max told me I could make it clear that I don't want to be doing this on the podcast, and that can be, like, my persona, and I'm really going to buy into that because I am sick, and let's just fucking get it done with.
God.
And we also have one more special guest today, and that's our intern, Sarah.
Yes, definitely just here as an intern.
Excellent.
All right, so we have, like, what, 5 short weeks before Eurovision, and we have a lot of ground to cover. And so we're actually going to Eurovision, which is really exciting because we decided that on a whim last year, and somehow we made it happen. I don't
the
know how we got our shit
together.
The intern does not get to go.
She has a lot of work that she has to do while we're gone, so there's no time.
Anyway, we should probably dive right in. So I think for this first episode and the subsequent episodes, we're going to be doing first half of the first semifinal, and then subsequent halves of semifinals, and then finally the Big Five plus Portugal in our final episode before we fly out. Jesus, Mom, stop calling me.
Keep it in.
Yeah. Honestly, anyway. I want to know your mom's opinion on some of these song entries because they're ridiculous. Others are really great. Just want to put it out there right now because this is going to be an ongoing theme for this podcast. I am Team Italy. I will always be Team Italy, and they need to win.
Okay,
this year.
Way to give away everything.
You're welcome.
Okay, so what we're going to do, play a short clip of the song. We're going to say what we think.
Play the clip.
Okay. So the first song is Albania's entry, Eugen Bushpeppa with the song Mall. Mall? Mall? Who knows?
Is it about a shopping mall? I don't know yet.
Who knows?
Okay, so it wasn't about a shopping mall, but maybe it was, because we don't know what language it was.
Okay, it's
maybe,
in Albanian.
Maybe
we know what
German,
language it was.
According to Alex.
I thought you said it was German. I was very confused. I was like, I know German.
Okay. You don't know German, but it apparently mall means yearning in Albanian, which I guess is something. You yearn for stuff at a mall. Who knows where they
got
that
from? I yearn for that song to be over.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you guys think of the song?
It sounds like a part of a 90s soundtrack, you know? Like,
yeah.
Where she
yeah.
goes to run, or the guy's running after the girl. He's like, oh, I finally decided, like, I love you, and I messed up, or vice versa, or whatever. And then this song plays, and like, oh, don't ever leave me! Yeah, it's that kind of song.
I'm not a fan.
I thought it was, like, kind of nice, but then I was waiting for, like, something to happen that then never did. And he looks, like, kind of cute in the black and white video, but then, like, in a color photo I found while looking up the lyrics, like, did not compare to the black and white. I get why you took out the color girl. Like, good for you. And yeah,
I mean,
so that was like minus 2 points.
He's got a good voice. Like, it's at least an interesting one.
Yeah, but like, you don't really remember it.
That's
I don't
true.
Know.
I don't, like, this is not going to make it out of the semifinal.
I mean, so did that guy from the song Wherever You Will Go, but no one actually remembers what that band was called.
Stop
or any
skipping
other music
ahead,
that they did.
Alex.
Okay.
Oh, I don't even know what song you're talking about. I thought it was another
no,
Eurovision song.
No, it's not a Eurovision song.
Okay,
what's next?
So let's move on to Azerbaijan. They're sending Aysel with a song called Cross My Heart, stylized X My Heart, which I didn't realize until, like, I actually heard the song that it was Cross My Heart.
Oh,
my
that
heart.
Is...
Idiot.
That is really cool.
You thought it was X My Heart, or you thought it was...
I thought it was X My Heart, and then I, like, actually listened to the song, like, oh! Okay.
I'm sorry, that's like someone who's like trying to do like the skater boy slash since you've been gone, but just made it like impossible. Where it's like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, you're
well,
too hard.
Let's hit play.
Send it. Cross my heart.
So I feel like Azerbaijan always sends a bop. But the only thing I can think of when she says the cannonball line is Miley coming in on a wrecking ball. And, like, I really hope it's the staging.
So, like, objectively, the song just shouldn't win. And, like, we don't really need Azerbaijan's oil as much anymore. So it won't, which is good. But, like...
Is that why you think Azerbaijan won in 2011?
Everyone knows that.
Okay.
But, like, honestly, I feel like in 10 years, like, I'm gonna have, like, a really rough day. And I'll just, like, rediscover this song. And I'll have, like, needed it. And, like, that makes me love it. Like, it's gonna be there for me one day, and I'm gonna show it some love until then. It's uplifting, like, I don't know.
Knock off Katy Perry song.
Honestly, yeah. For me, like, if you turn up the bass, I don't know, like, 10 notches, and play this in Lisbon, like, I would go mad ham to the song and party like cray.
Like, give me 5 vodka Red Bulls, and, like, I will fucking belt out the lyrics that I will then keep messing up because I think that there are other cliches that they're gonna say.
And also, I don't, like, the chorus doesn't make any sense. Like, there's one part of it.
I mean, like, every Eurovision song.
That's fair. Okay, enough of Azerbaijan. Well, let's go to something else, aka Belarus, who sent Alexeyev with the song Forever. So actually, there's a fun little controversy about this one. Half of, like, Belarus's contestants for the national final, like, dropped out because they thought it was unfair that they let this one in because it was technically released before September 1st, the deadline, or, like, performed or something like that.
So they made an exception for
this. And they only made an exception for him.
Oh, no.
Even though I think another contestant got kicked out for him or something. I don't know. Anyway, some corruption going on, but, like, it's Belarus.
I love how there's corruption in Eurovision. Like,
there's corruption in everything. Anyway, here's Alexeyev and the song Forever. When you're craving to say her name, and my reality seems to break apart with her arrival. No need to worry, rain falling down, it's a happy story, and there's no one there.
That song is like a fucking hot mess of just weird vocal stuff going on, and, like, I don't know what was happening with the lyrics.
His, like, he doesn't have, like, a good voice. And the lyrics, like, in bad English, but, like, that's almost expected because it's Eurovision. But it's just, like, a bad song.
I feel like it sounds like a mid-90s grunge artist tried to, like, reinvent himself on, like, a wannabe David Guetta track. Like, that's what we got.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like very angsty yet confusing. Like, I feel like most angsty music, at least they know, like, how to express their angst in a way. And this is like, I don't know.
I feel like
how
if
you
actually
you.
Just look at the song, like, it's supposed to be romantic, I think. Oh. Just like the lyrics, right? Because, like, we're going to be together forever or whatever. Maybe I haven't looked closely enough at the lyrics.
What do you think, Sarah?
Intern Sarah, tell us.
I'm actually not that opposed to it, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
This is why you're the intern, okay?
Oh, such an
your opinions are wrong.
We'll cut that part out.
Really? No, she's learning, guys. She's learning. She's only an intern.
Okay. Let's move on to something.
Wait, the lyrics are like, it's our happiest story and there's no one around?
I told you, it's supposed to be romantic.
Not happy.
Also, it doesn't sound happy. The video's not happy. Like, I don't get it.
But also, why was he lighting a flame under his tongue? I'm sorry. I know I keep going back to that, but it's just weird.
For all our listeners, we're actually watching the videos here, and it, yeah, it's a weird one. It's a weird one. So let's move on.
Next.
Yeah, I think we wasted, like, way too much of our lives.
Next we have Belgium, who's sending Senek.
I already love it. I haven't heard
it,
but I love it.
Whose real name, I believe, is Lara Grosenecken.
Okay, I feel like you did not pronounce that right.
You can call her Senek. It's her chosen name.
Okay.
We don't need a Stormy Daniels call her by her real name.
Okay.
Who, she
anyway,
might have a nice neck. You don't know
this
that.
This is Senek with her song Matter of Time.
Belgium always has really good entries. They're kind of Indian way, I don't know. But yeah, I'm very impressed. And I feel like they always deserve to go farther than they actually end up doing.
Although they go pretty far. Like what, Blanche got fourth last year, right? And
close to it.
Yeah, she got fourth, I think. And Laura Tesoro got 10th. But then Loic Nute before that was like also fourth. But yeah, Belgium always does a fucking great job. I love them. This is just...
Oh, have we agreed that we can cuss on this podcast?
We've already done it like 1,000 times.
Definitely curse.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that Belgium's always been good because like we've...
Well, the last couple 4 years.
But like definitely in the past like 4 or 5 years or so, I just feel like they've always brought it. Like the video is super artistic. It's unique enough, kind of indie in a way, but still very poppy in a way that's memorable. I really love this song.
It's very James Bondy, you know, and a little jazzy. And I think they're probably one of the few acts that actually took inspiration from last year's winner that does it really well, right? Because it's kind of jazzy and like they're doing something a little different and slower.
Yeah.
But in like a good way. And her voice is phenomenal.
So I have a question for you guys. Part of it also has to do when you actually perform, I think. And that's probably why Belgium did not so great 2 years ago when they got 10th, because that was a good song, but she was the first performer, and then so much happened since then. So do you think that that's going to be part of the verdict on this one? Because it is a really good song, but the question is it memorable enough to survive the length of a semifinal?
It definitely depends on the staging. I feel like this could go very wrong with the staging, as, I mean, any song can, but I think this is such a particular song that, like, and I can't really imagine how they're going to translate it to the stage that well. Uh-huh. So I'm really curious what they're going to do. And they've done pretty good in the past, especially like with Blanche last year, again, to bring it back to that. Like, we also didn't know what it was going to look like on stage, even though it was like one of the best songs.
Yeah, but the staging was still, I mean, fairly simple from what I can remember.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like in the end, it'll really come down to staging. And, like, if they somehow come up with a way to, like, knock this out of the park and her voice is, like, highlighted but, like, also complemented well by whatever the staging is and it has, like, a good placement, I think it could definitely go far. I definitely wouldn't say it's, like, a favorite to win in my mind. Yeah. I think it's one of my personal favorites, but definitely not a favorite to win. But depending on how it ends up being staged and how it comes across and, like, just how people, like, that kind of visceral reaction to it when you see it, it could definitely end up surprising people.
It's fourth in the odds right now. Like, it's pretty high up there. So I think people definitely responded positively to this song. And Belgium has enough of a history of doing really well with the staging that I think hopes are high for this one.
Yeah, I'm definitely hopeful.
Yeah. Cool. So, agreed. Senek, Matter of Time, great song.
Wait, Max, what was her full name again?
Don't get out of here.
Next song.
So Bulgaria, interesting story, is sending like this weird like super group. So it's made up of like 2 Americans and like 2 or 3 Bulgarians.
Cheating.
And it's like, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Is that cheating? I don't know. Anyway.
I mean, they have Bulgarians and they're like...
Discussion for another day.
Rules so and regs.
This is Bones by Equinox. Goes deep inside your soul. I love beyond your bones. Goes deep inside your soul. I love beyond the bones. I love beyond the That's low-key one of my favorite songs this year. I love it so much.
Honestly, like, I liked it more than I wanted to admit to myself, but I also just, like, can't handle a song about love that, like, references bones and going deep inside something like a lot, and then like
okay,
the song just okay. got really ruined for me. Like
fine,
like going deep inside, you're like, what's coming on the lyric video?
Your
and
soul,
it's like, soul,
deep inside
and it's
your
like,
soul.
Cute.
Okay, it's romantic.
So honestly, like for me, when it started, I was like, oh holy shit, like this is actually really good. And then the chorus came, and I was just like, oh, okay, like, that's kind of weird. And then the chorus kept coming, and every time it kept coming, I was like, oh, that's, okay, I get it, but, like, it's not great.
What are you, I disagree with you. Let's just say that. I don't know, I just, like, and Bulgaria's been doing so well the last couple of years. Like, they came in,
last
like,
year
fourth 2 years
so
ago,
good.
Last year with Christian Kostov, second place, just phenomenal staging.
Yeah, but
and
they have, like, Americans in this one, so it's cheating. And they should also have known that, like, I love you.
Max is more philosophical than us, clearly.
Obviously.
Me and Alex just can't handle
I love
it.
The underdogs,
I don't know,
yeah.
like, bones
you
is
love
not
more?
A very, like, poetic term. Like,
I think it's so poetic. I don't know what you're talking about.
If I've had more than, like, 4 drinks before seeing this live, I'm going to burst out laughing and just, like, prepare yourself for it.
You're just going to ruin the whole thing for me at Eurovision.
You'll have other songs to enjoy.
Honestly,
it's
honestly,
one of, like, Bart, 25.
Bart, we should be happy that they didn't say, like, I'll love you beyond the flesh, though. Like, we actually won this one. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Out of the two options. In the freaking verse, like we did good, we made out good.
Okay, verse
let's
podcast fight, love it. Next song,
let's move on.
Someone introduce some punching sounds right now. Move on.
No, okay, whatever. Next song, Czech Republic's entry, "Lie to Me" by Mikolas Joseph. Bamboo when you were still seeing me, and well he didn't even know. But goddamn it, come and count to three. Now sit down, GGY, I'm on fire. So come and lie to me, lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me, lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me, get down on my body, love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me. So, despite the fact that this is just Talk Dirty by Jason Derulo, I fucking love this song.
I mean, I also love Talk Dirty by Jason Derulo, so I also really like this song. And I want to, like, not like it, because the guy seems just, like, cocky and kind of like
about?
A jerk.
He is
but
so charming and gorgeous.
No, but, like, that's my point. Is by all means, I shouldn't like it this much, but I really do like it.
Okay, like, I'm mostly here because I want to see Max's face as I, like, hot take this song. because I just feel like not
Wait,
that, like...
Wait, let me open my beer.
Not that Eurovision is, like the most, like, progressive social platform in the world, but I feel like in a year of, like, hashtag Me Too and, like, women's empowerment, any song winning that is, like, yeah, she's a slut, but I want to bang her anyways, and she can lie to me, and I don't care about her, like, is it, like, super great?
No, but, like, he's saying that she has the mobility to do whatever she wants.
I, like, thought about that.
He still wants her.
That
is so feminist.
But it's, like, her skirt goes up like Marilyn Monroe's. She rocking high heels, face like Madonna, like, up on his wood bamboo. Like, that is fucking disgusting. And, like, it's, like, a weird skinny white guy. And he's just, like, I feel like he's just, like, really projecting. And he probably, like, wasn't liked when he was a little kid. And, like, slut-shame girls, but now, like, he really wants to, like, hook up with them. Like, I feel like he's a classic white man who, like, wants to, like, sleep around and, like, judges girls who, like sleep too much.
Okay,
like,
but you sound like someone who's just had, like, a really bad experience in the Czech Republic, and you're just letting it rip.
I love the Czech Republic. I had a great weekend there on study abroad. Lovely people. I don't like this song.
Well, intern Sarah agrees with us, so...
By the way, my face is just shocked right now. I can't handle Bart right now. I don't know.
Also, are we gonna have another fight?
So, intrigues are actually like kind of abusive with Bart, but I think that the fact that I just spent the entire song dancing indicates that I still really like the song.
You were dancing, but you were like dancing kind of like the potted plant from Groot from
Guardians of the
Galaxy.
Okay. Also, I'm confused by the lyrics that are on Genius because it's like steady plenty motherfuckers want to eat my spaghetti, and you should have thought about me before you fucked him at the club. And like, is that the version that's going to be played at Univision?
No, it's not.
Wait, did you hear
that? It's not.
I feel like
they bleep out the fucks.
Why?
Which is also
Well, they don't like bleep it out. They just like he just kind of goes like.
Honestly, yeah. But bleeping out the fucks is also, I feel like, kind of Max and I's perspective on the song. Like, it's so catchy, we're willing to bleep out the things that
the toxic masculinity just coursing through the veins of this song.
I'm just saying, like, hashtag your fave is problematic. That's my role for this song.
I think we just found a title for this podcast.
Yep.
Your fave is problematic.
Anyway, I think this will do really well because it's super catchy. Because
of the patriarchy.
Okay, we're moving on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not hearing any more of this.
If the patriarchy is all about trumpets, then I don't want to finish
this. Just a cute white boy playing a trumpet and breakdancing. Don't ruin my... Moving on. Okay, next up.
That was worth it.
So much fighting, guys. Are we going to make it through an entire season?
Can we just listen to Estonia now?
Yes.
We're going to do a complete 180 and listen to Estonia. Very different
song.
This is Alina Nechayeva with the song La Forza. La
So I don't know if you guys like are watching these videos at all, but she has glitter on her hands during this performance, and for the longest time I just thought that was dirt. I was like, why didn't you take a shower before you performed that?
Okay, this is a beautiful song. How
that
is that what
like,
you're
focused the song. On? It has to do with, like, the hands. She's using her hands, and they're dirty. Like, that's all.
They're
that's
glittery, all. And she is beautiful, and this is a beautiful song, and her voice is amazing, and I definitely think this is going to do really well. Possibly even win, just saying.
It's not going to win.
If Salvador Sobral could win...
Second.
Eurovision. It is second in the odds.
Thank you, intern Sarah.
Thank you,
intern And Sarah. I agree with you. So I'm really hesitant to base any predictions off of, like, the national final staging, because last year, Occidentali's Karma from Italy, like, was perfect in Sanremo, and then, like, on the bigger stage of Eurovision, it didn't translate as well. But, I mean, for this one, like, I feel like it can translate. They just have the dress. It's like a little Russia, Polina, that girl with the light up dress.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's better. Her voice is incredible. I mean,
oh
the staging is incredible.
Oh
it's just so memorable. And my hot take from the past few years is that people just want something that, like, pop songs are one thing. People want something that feels real and authentic. You have, like, Salvador Sobral with, like, the really touching jazz song. You had 1944 that was about Jamala's family. And I feel like this could, like, kind of hit that, like, X factor in this year that you think it can't win, and then audiences connect with it, you remember it, and it goes on to do really well.
And speaking of the staging, just so in Lisbon, there's not going to be any LED screens, and so the fact that they have this sort of big dress projected on the floor, I think just because they're doing something really innovative with the staging that they don't need any kind of fancy equipment for, and I think that's going to look really good, especially compared to other countries that might not get as creative.
So I'm not going to lie, I don't have any evidence to back this up other than the fact that the song just kind of makes me want to fall asleep just like a little bit, but I don't think it's going gonna win. So there you go. There's my two cents.
I enjoy the fact that this is in here because there's so much diversity, I think, this year in songs, and this is just one sort of end of that spectrum. And like it's just a beautiful piece of music. Even if it doesn't win, like I feel like it's just like a really good part of the Eurovision canon.
I will agree with that. I do like the diversity. And it's not, I mean, the song just isn't my style, but I appreciate that it's a part of the mix. I'll say that. There you go.
Next song.
The next song is Our Choice by Ari Olafsson from Iceland. Don't walk away and play pretend. It might as well be you who's suffering.
I like how they all, like, praised him belting that final note when, like, I don't really feel... I mean, did he hit that?
That song was mind-numbingly boring until he just, like, fucked up that note. And then I just felt so baned for him.
Did he fuck up that, like, or was that intentional?
No, that was definitely intentional.
It's not a pretty note, then.
That's fair. That's definitely fair.
I mean, if we're having this debate about whether or not he hit it, I feel like it didn't work regardless of whether or not he did.
Yeah. I mean, so this is just so dated. Like, this would have been a Eurovision entry, like a generic Eurovision entry in the 90s.
And like, okay, as someone who watched Eurovision in the 90s, I feel like that's why I connected to it a little bit.
That's fair.
I mean, because you convince yourself you grew up in Scandinavia.
Background. Apparently, I'm crazy.
Hashtag read her bio.
Are we going to have bios?
No. Next song.
Intern Sarah, can you work on this?
Summary. That was terrible. Next song. Okay, so the next song is Toy by Netta, which is Israel's entry for Eurovision 2018. And just for background, this is the current favorite to win. Wonder Woman, don't you ever forget. You're divine and he's about to regret. He's a buck up nothing but buck buck by a buck up nothing but buck 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 buck
buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck
buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck
buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck
buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck
buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck buck But kind of going back to what Bart was saying earlier, like, it seems like from the previous winners that maybe this isn't what the Eurovision community is asking for. So do I think it's going to win? I don't think it's going to win just based on that, because it is kind of the kind of traditional, like, oh, it's funky enough where, like, it sets kind of that fun tone. But just, I guess, based on my short history of, like, following this and being interested in it, I don't know what aspects of it, other than the fact that it's catchy, is going to make it, like, a real winner. Because kind of all the things that you name-dropped are things that I also found in other songs in other years that not only didn't win, but many times, like, didn't even do well when I came to the final.
I feel like this is kind of like the Eurovision equivalent of Three Billboards at the Oscar this year. Where it's, like, what? A favorite, and, like, it seems like it could win, and it checks off the boxes of being kind of, like, female empowering, and it's not, like, problematically racist.
I was gonna ask.
Like, it's not, yeah, it doesn't have those issues, but I feel like it kind of, like, it seems like, it is kind of women's empowerment-y, and it is kind of, like, as you said, like, topical with, like, hashtag Me Too and stuff, and I like that about it, but at the end of the day, I just feel like it leaves me lacking something more, and something that, like, I just don't connect to it on the same kind of
level. Do you think it's the favorite to win?
I mean, I think that it is catchy. I think it could be the favorite because people are like, oh, like, it's about women's empowerment, this is the year of the women, it's
so
catchy,
okay.
It's kind of vaguely ethnic. Like, I agree with what you're saying. I just feel like after watching it, like, I feel like there's something, for me personally, I feel like there's something kind of missing.
So this might be, like, a discussion to have later on, and, like, please let me know if we should delve into this in future podcast episodes, but do we also think that, like, Israel as a country is one that could win Eurovision?
It has before. Like, in,
oh,
like,
has it?
1980 or something. No. When did Donna International win?
I have no idea.
Okay, look it up. You have a computer.
Intern Sarah.
I know they have won before. That might be
1978 and 1979.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like, the only reason why I'm asking is just, like, with everything that's going on in the world, and especially, like, with Israel and things going on in Russia, like, are there, like, certain countries that we should just be like, oh, they're probably not going to get a lot of votes this year based on geopolitics?
I mean, we thought that about Russia, but Russia has always gotten a lot of votes, even when they've been the most booed country at Eurovision.
Yeah, but Russia also gets a lot of countries from, like, former Soviet satellite states and from, like countries with large
Russian minorities. Yeah. Apparently, as we learned a couple years ago, Israel gets the sympathy vote from Germany every single time.
Yeah, but I feel like there are also a lot of states that, like, definitely don't have as warm as, like, warm or feels obligated to give their votes to Israel.
Yeah, that's my point.
They might feel like they might be obligated to give their votes to Israel, but they might not feel that way.
Yeah.
I think it'll definitely be interesting. It'll be an interesting debate. I also, as an asterisk, I want to see the staging for this, because I think it'll be super hit or miss.
Definitely.
Like,
true.
If it's just kind of, like, her being sassy and fun, like, in the video, I think that is, like, really gonna tank it.
Yeah.
If it does have really good staging and it underperforms, I think it will be an interesting geopolitical conversation.
Okay.
I do just also want to say that last year when the Israel presenter said that they wouldn't be allowed back in Eurovision because Netanyahu wouldn't let them, I blackout said that they were being overdramatic, and I was right because they're back this year. So fuck you, Alex, for calling me insensitive.
Okay, I did call him insensitive. It just seemed like a really, you know, like, important moment at the time, and I apologize for calling you insensitive. Okay.
They were being overdramatic. Next song.
Now it's online.
Aw, you made up. I hope this was
a
long,
I feel like he's a little aggressive.
Between the two of you.
I feel like he's a little aggressive in the acceptance of my insensitivity, but cool.
Okay. Well,
apologies.
That was Israel. Let's move on to our final song of the first half of the semifinal. Again, we don't know the running order, so these are kind of in alphabetical order.
Kind of, as in they are in alphabetical order.
Shut up!
I mean, unless you messed up somehow, in which case it would...
Okay, I did my research.
On the alphabet?
Cut it out. Lithuania. Let's go.
Lithuania! Okay, this is Lithuania with Ieva Zasimauskaitė with the song When We Were Old. When We're
Good
Old.
Good job on that one.
Yeah. These are the reasons I want you to know how this place feel like home. These are the reasons I can't let you go. Oh, let's see the song that we wrote. so actually, I'm going to say that there are aspects of the song that I really like, and I think I pinpointed what some people may not like, and that is there really isn't a change in the piano as it's playing, and her voice is also just very much constantly on the same level, which is kind of a bit like you're waiting for something a little more exciting to happen, I guess, like some sort of fluctuation or just like
it's a really cute, sweet song, but it's low impact, right? Like, so like if you kind of just like listen to it in like the right mood, like it's probably a good song, but I don't think it's gonna have any effect on the Eurovision viewing public.
Not unless she grows a lot of emotion and bipolar.
Like, there's a way they can do the staging where it's just like it becomes really intimate, but don't really see it doing so well.
The song is fucking boring, and it just feels
hot take
very disappointing. Like, I mean, there are so many good songs in the semifinal, and so many good songs in the first half of the semifinal. There's just no way that this compares, and I'm sorry to all of our five listeners that this is the last song we're going to leave you with tonight.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to make it, to be honest.
Yeah. So, okay, so of this list of songs that we just listened to, who do you think is going to make it into final, if any?
Well, okay, this is going to be such a rookie question, but how many make it into the final out of the semifinal?
Well,
10.
It's hard to say, though, because there could be, like, theoretically all from the first half and none from the second half.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we're not judging, we're just seeing which ones do you think will make it to the final.
I mean, I would say Estonia, Czech Republic, Israel, and Belgium are more or less locks. I'd be shocked if they didn't. Mm-hmm. Azerbaijan and Bulgaria could be on the cusp. We'd have to see how they're staged, how things work out.
I just really want Belarus to make it forward because I want to look at both of your facial expressions as you are just like so morbidly disappointed.
Yeah, I honestly don't think Belarus stands a chance because they're just one of those countries that they never do particularly well unless it's something just like really out there and innovative. Like last year, right? Like it was like a really cute song with like just like a really like charismatic couple.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that had some impact, but otherwise no one ever thinks about Belarus
that's
as
fair.
A country ever.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
and I think
a
there's
harsh.
Also... Well, I mean, there's also a pretty strong second semifinal that we should probably consider, right?
Oh, I don't... I mean, second half of this.
Second half of... Yeah, sorry.
Of this semifinal. I think I agree with Bart, where I think Estonia, Czech Republic, Belgium, and I would actually throw Bulgaria in there, and Israel... are pretty much a lock. And I don't think Albania or Lithuania or Iceland are making it out of the semis.
Yeah.
At all. And then Azerbaijan.
I think Belgium is.
Or Belarus. And then Azerbaijan, I think, is on the cusp.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that we have reached a good moment. Thank you guys for listening in.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Tune in again. We will, at some point, make social media handles that we'll share with you on our social media.
And Mike's here to make fun of us.
Mike's here to make fun of us.
I am.
How was Ready Player One alone?
I wasn't alone.
Okay, so I'm going to cut this.